From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Getting our tree fruit to foreign markets should be at least a little bit easier this year than it has been the past few years. Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says that's due in some part to fewer tariffs and a new contract for West Coast port workers.
It is. It's good to see some of these positive changes, a little more stable environment for transportation and supply chain issues, you know, not quite the same backlogs we were seeing last year at our ports, and seeing some of those retaliatory tariffs start to come off, in particular on apples to India.
But building that India market back up, Devaney says, is going to take some time.
You can't regain lost market share overnight. And so recouping that business is going to take some time and effort. But it's good to be back in the game and have the chance to do that work, which when those tariffs were in place, really was not a lot of chance of having success when you were facing that extra huge headwind of those retaliatory tariffs.
But getting back into that India market, Devaney says, is a welcome opportunity.
I think it's going to be really beneficial to growers to know that there is at least the chance to access some more customers in some markets that had had great potential in the past.
Tune in tomorrow for more on why moving tree fruit exports to Asian markets could be a little bit easier in the years ahead.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.